With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is happening, everyone? A happy Monday to you all, or at least as good of a Monday as you can have. This is the course and player preview for the RBC Heritage. Now, some may feel that it's a little bit of a hangover. Certainly me, I feel a little bit of a hangover from Masters Week. It is one of, if not the biggest tournament of the golfing year, but some actually take it as the start of the golf season, and certainly when they start to pay attention to the PGA Tour. So, if that's the case, well, then I'm going to get you started. If this is just your second tournament of the PGA Tour season, you've come to the right place to learn a bit about the golf course that they're going to be playing on this week, and, of course, the field that is going to be here. And just a little preface, it is a great field, very similar to the field we had back in June for this event. Now, this was the second or third event back from the COVID break. So, not surprised to see a strong field there. But, now a strong field here this week definitely is interesting. Let's go ahead and jump right in, learn about RBC Heritage. Just played out Harbor Town Golf Links there on the beautiful island of Hilton Head. Very special special place that Hilton Head Island is. If you're ever thinking of going there or wanting to visit, I do highly recommend it. Not that I'm a travel agent or anything like that, but if you're going to play Harbor Town while you're there, you're going to see a par 71 with three par 5s, 7,100 yards. You're going to hit the fairway on average 60% of the time. Now, I'm taking these numbers, statistical numbers, if you will, from the 2019 showing. We saw something similar with this event back in June, where the winning score got up to 22 under par, similar to what we saw Dustin Johnson's get there in November at Augusta. And neither of those times were the usual time for the tournament, so I think there was probably a little bit more overseed in June, and probably the course just played a little easier. Now, it's back in its normal spot here the week after the Masters. And we've got typical winners that's usually average around 15 to 18 under. So to get to the 22 under, definitely played a lot easier than in years past. Now, I already mentioned driving accuracy. That's going to be hit about 60% of the time. It means you're going to hit about 58% of the fairways here. But the green sizes, they are the smallest on the PGA Tour. Average size of 3,700 square feet. That means that once you're on the greens, it's hard for them to be that difficult because they're so small. They're not as undulated, certainly not nearly as undulated as last week there at Augusta. So as long as you hit the green, you should do pretty well here this week. There are going to be 144 players playing the grass type. It's a Bermuda with a Poa overseed. Now, that might have been the June thing, so it might be more Poa here in April. That tends to last a little bit longer and better here in April. Then they've got some rye grass mixed in with Bermuda for the fairways. If you're a grass specialist, I'm certainly not a grass specialist or grass type person when it comes to DFS golf, as you will, maybe a grass specialist in other areas. Okay, now we go to the hardest holes on the course, 3rd, 4th, and 18th. The iconic 18th hole proves to be one of the hardest of the week. And the easiest holes, obviously, the three par 5s, 2, 5, and 15. CT Pan's winning score got him 115.5 DraftKings points. That was the top score back in 2019. Webb Simpson had like 140 in June. Again, I do not expect that to happen this year. 144 players in the field, as I just mentioned, with 6 of the world's top 10 and 30 of the world's top 50. This is a normal PGA Tour event. This is not a WGC or anything like that. So a very strong field. It's highlighted by Dustin Johnson this week, who is coming off of his first missed cut at a major, or at least at Augusta, in quite some time as the defending champion. I'm sure his 2 days playing around the Augusta area while Hideki Matsuyama ended up winning the tournament was a little bit annoying to Dustin, given the fact that he had to present Hideki the green jacket. Having to stick around, I'm sure Dustin was none too thrilled with that. Let's see if that motivates him this week. I've got him coming in at 11,100 as our top guest and our top player. Again, I'm doing this at 7:52 on Monday morning. Nice and early start here for me. So by the time you're seeing this, maybe the salaries have come out. You can go ahead and compare what I've said to the actual ones. Again, Dustin Johnson, 11,100 coming off the missed cut. Not superb course history here. Don't expect him to get to the 11,500 he was last week. Bryson DeChambeau, I got him coming in at 10,900. Was pretty highly owned last week. Had an okay week. Scored about 58, 60 points, somewhere in that range. Then I've got Colin Morikawa. A nice finish there. Top 15 at Augusta last week. 10,400. Defending champion Webb Simpson, 10,300. Patrick Cantlay looked broken last week. Sometimes we see majors break people. They just prepare too much. They get too psyched out. And that was the case with Patrick Cantlay. 9,900 for him this week on a course where he does have some pretty good history. Ty Hatton, he's got some pretty good history here as well. Last year, played a lot, I should say in June. So I guess that's last year. 9,700. And Daniel Berger also had a good week, 9,600. So again, 5-1, or 1-5, I should say. Johnson, 11-1. DeChambeau, 10-9. Morikawa, 10-4. Simpson, 10-3. Cantlay, 9-9. Hatton, 9-7. And Daniel Berger, 9,600. Okay, last category we're going to go over is some of the other players that you may not know are in this field or why they're in this field. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. First, we're going to start off with the sponsor exemptions from the 2018-2019 FedEx Cup Corn Ferry Tour category. Yep, we're still playing out of that exemption category for now. Michael Glickich and Nick Watney. Michael Glickich certainly having a great year. Nick Watney, not so much. Bill Haas and Ben Martin get the other sponsor exemptions for members not otherwise exempt. Surprised to see Bill Haas not otherwise exempt, being a former FedEx Cup winner. But his game certainly not turning in the right direction. Then on the other side, sponsor exemptions that are unrestricted. John Augenstein. He doesn't have a lot left. He's got to get going. He's not under the unrestricted category. I'll promise you that. He's only got about 3 left. He has yet to make a cut. Maybe this is the right place for him. I'm not sure. But I will say, the last time we saw him, he mentioned that he started to finally play better and might have found something. So keep an eye on Augenstein, the young, talented golfer from Florida State, waiting for the breakthrough in the PGA Tour. Chesson Hadley coming off his best start at the Valero of the year will get a sponsor invite this week. William McGirt will as well. And Bryson Nimmer, a little interesting name. We've seen him a couple of times. He is, looks like he's going through the McKenzie Tour from Clemson. This is just a quick little Google search. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I didn't see his name last night, or at least not as much as I should have looked at it. But still, nonetheless, a golfer out of Clemson, which obviously not too far down the road here as we are in Hilton Head. So Nimmer, as an amateur, and now he's obviously not an amateur anymore, he got all the way up to 20th in the world. Again, you know, take that for what it is. I don't really think that's somebody we got to get too excited about here this week. So maybe next week. And the last one, Thomas Gibson is the PGA Section Player Champion of the Year. Those are guys like me that became an assistant golf professional, so normally don't have to play them. So that will do it for the course and player preview here for the RBC Heritage. Of course, there are fantastic tournaments being offered this week, typically after a major. DraftKings and FanDuel both will give us some pretty good contest, and DraftKings has done that at least for now. So make sure you like and subscribe. I come out with PGA DFS top 5 videos all week. And of course, Ben and Josh are doing betting videos, and we've got so much going on. So make sure you hit that notification bell somewhere right up in there. I got to get my little cheat sheet of where that's actually going to be. So hit the little bell, make sure you like and subscribe. And of course, tune in to our live shows, 1 o'clock on Monday, 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and of course, live before lock, 8:30 on Wednesday. So until then, everybody, thanks for joining the course and player preview for the RBC Heritage. We will see you on the other side. Cheers.